Welcome back, everyone. Just minutes until the market closed on Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery is standing by with the analysis on what's been at play during today's trading session as major averages are holding on to gains. Without any further delay, let me bring in Jared Blickery.
That's right, and we have those gains broad-based. I'll get to some of the other tickers in a second, but want to kick it off with some breaking news on the Wi-Fi Interactive, and that is regarding Roblox. Now, the NFL is now going to be teaming up with them to expand their metaverse presence, and it's going to be called NFL Tycoon. They're going to have virtual live events and activations that coincide with games, and fans will be able to compete against each other in the metaverse. No word on if they will be able to compete against the players. That would be interesting too. You can see here Roblox is up 10%, but I want to put a max chart up. This is since its IPO, and you can see still at the bottom end of its trading range, a dip below that initial price quite recently, and just trying to recover along with a lot of other stocks that have been hit hard over the last couple months. So we'll be watching that as well. But now we want to take a look at the big boys, and that is the NASDAQ 100. We got Amazon down just a little bit, but that is a sparse sea of red, more like a sea of green there. That's what I'm looking for. NVIDIA up 6%, building on gains. Facebook up 5%, reversing that nasty string of losses that saw it down about 30% or more. Also seeing a lot of strength in the travel space. We have United Airlines, that's up over 4%. Delta Airlines giving back some gains, still up almost 3% right there. Also the hotels, Hyatt hit a record high earlier today, and Marriott's right there with it. So we're going to take a look at the sector action, and it's really been about the communication services sector. That is Facebook that is really adding to those gains, though, but Alphabet helping out a little bit as well. Real estate is in the number two spot, but materials and tech, those are also outperformers. All of those sectors are up more than 2%, so it's really been a day about the mega caps and also real estate. Want to look at our leaders mix here. We're seeing cannabis stocks. That's MJ. That ETF is up over 5%. Then we see the ARK Innovation ETF. That's up almost 5%. IPOs, solar energy, China, all of these are outperforming. So really a risk on event here. Although I would note the S&P 500 still needs to clear that 4,600 level.
All right, Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. We got